I, that's certainly not the reason that we're bringing them in. I mean, I did a statement to Tim Ward talking about the fact that in reality, on reassessment, we didn't feel that the scores on the doors approach was going to be the best approach for us as an island. So we're carrying on with the inspection regime, but acknowledging there's a lot of businesses to get to, and also acknowledging that in reality, a lot of the work that the team do is going to those establishments that have a higher risk set, or where we've had concerns reported. We thought that actually flipping the focus, I suppose, to that safer food, better business approach would be the best way forward. And we committed to facilitate sessions, and this is the first of those.
Now, the plans to hold a number of sessions, what will be covered at the workshops?
So, my understanding is it will talk through how you can complete a food safety management pack, really going into food hygiene, food safety, food management, but also how you can make sure you're following the appropriate processes and procedures that exist within the industry at present. And some of that involves training, management conditions, and actual, not just the process, but also the establishment you're working within.
And how often are food premises, as a rule, inspected on the Isle of Man? I'm talking restaurants, cafes, takeaways, etc.
So it does depend. In the ones that have statutory requirements are places that are processing primary product. So places such as the creamery, the abattoir. We're also inspecting nursing homes, schools, and places where we have people who, potentially would be at higher risk if there was an issue with the food because of their age or their vulnerabilities. And then we've also got, as you say, the cafes, restaurants, and so on. And we've got a huge number of those across the island. So it really does depend. And as I say, we do adopt a risk-based approach. So some places will have had routine inspections, some places won't have had those, and some places will have had inspections that have been done because there's been a report or a concern, or that the person who runs it has in fact contacted the team and said, is it possible for you to come in and talk something through? That's the approach that we feel would be better as we push forward.
Is it the case, do you believe, that some business operators aren't always fully aware of their responsibilities in regard to meeting the regulatory requirements in terms of food security and hygiene?
I think that there's always, in any sector, there are people who have a really hot understanding of everything, and there are some people perhaps who haven't refreshed their understanding in recent times. So by putting the sessions on, we see that is a real opportunity to provide that information. Interestingly, I mean, we've put the first session out with 20 spaces. That's actually already booked up, and we've already put a second session out. And if that books through, then we will put additional sessions. And that's our intention, is to make sure we're responding to that demand. And then as we go through this process, we're also going to be starting asking people to do some level of self-assessment of their businesses, and we will then be able to use that information to inform our inspection regime going forward. So it's a number of different avenues that we want to push through, but the key thing is making sure that the information around how to focus on those safer food, better business principles is available and accessible to all businesses.
Now, the workshops start next month. What's been the response to the offer from DEFA to the workshops so far?
The workshop on the 13th of February is already completely fully booked, and another workshop's been popped in for the 27th of February, 9:30 till 11 a.m. We're using the Nokelo training rooms. That allows us to have the capacity up at 20, but as things move on, it may well be we need to find alternate venues as well if we have significant demand. I think we need to just strike the balance, though. The last thing we want is a huge session where people don't get the value out of it. And I think anyone who's gone along to your workshop-based sessions knows that that there's a sweet spot, I suppose, is probably the best word, in terms of the right number of people there, so that you've got a good dialogue between different businesses, and the people facilitating the sessions.